what goes up must come down. Welcome to The Brand Breakdown. I'm Michelle.
And I'm Courtney.
And this is where we're going to track the rise and fall of big brands, from companies to celebs to pop culture phenoms and everything in between. Let's get started.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back. We are having a breaking news brand breakdown about Kate's cancer treatment because her chemotherapy is done. Right, Courtney?
Yay!
I know. We're so excited. It's been a long time.
Yeah, I mean, this has been ongoing since she's been having health issues since, you know, December when there was first, she was first like seen at the hospital, and then it was announced in January that she would be having a surgery. And then I think it was in like March that they announced that they had found cancer and she was undergoing preventative chemo. So it's been like a full 9 months of health issues and chemo and all of that for her. So very excited to hear that she is done with chemo, ready to resume. She said in this her statement, she's excited to get back to work, and she'll be resuming undertaking engagements like slowly, kind of on a case-by-case basis as she is like regaining her strength and stuff. But what I really wanted to talk about is the video. Because,
oh man, that was a tearjerker.
Like, the best 3 minutes of my life.
Except after your children's birth and your marriage.
No, yeah, like, yeah, for sure that, but.
Well, I thought it was absolutely beautiful. And honestly, like, it seemed so natural. And they just seemed so engaged with one another. And so loving as a family. And it just made me so happy because, you know, the other half sometimes lives a little differently because I watched The Perfect Couple over the weekend.
And if that's how the, was it good?
Oh my God, it's so good. But if that's how the ultra high net worth people are living, they don't seem very happy. So I'm really glad to see that these ultra high net worth people are living a somewhat normal life despite their many servants and lovely cars and big palaces. It was such a warm video. Can you tell me about the filmmaker? I don't really know anything about him.
So I don't really know much about Will Warr, last name spelled W-A-R-R. But they hired him before the coronation. And I think before that he had done maybe like one short video for them. But he is, since the coronation, or actually since Charles became king, so even before the coronation, but since the new reign started, he has been working with them on the videos that they are putting out on social media. And they are just, they're all really beautiful. Like, I don't know if you remember the video that was kind of the behind the scenes getting ready video of the coronation, but it was so good to have those behind the scenes shots. It was so, the whole thing is just like beautifully shot, beautifully edited. The music is lovely. He just does such a good job humanizing them, because prior to King Charles's reign, when it was still the late Queen Elizabeth's reign, their social media was pretty boring. It was boring. I feel fine saying that. It was boring. We just got very standard announcements. We would get coverage of events without any additional details and none of the kind of information that royal watchers want. Like, we're always so curious about like the behind the scenes and, you know, what goes into something and those little moments that we don't get to see when they're working necessarily. And when they hired Will, he started putting out these videos where he's just like really capturing the little moments, and it just kind of gives a glimpse of them as people. And like you said, a lot of times you think people who are like on the other side of things, they're living a whole different life as us. Like, we know that they have a nanny. Her name is Maria. She's been with them since George was born. But, you know, it's so easy, especially for the royals, it's so easy to be like, well, they're not like us. Like, they are very cold and they don't see their children. And, you know, there's those, the thought of things kind of being the way they were years and years ago, where it was like the governess or the nanny would take the kids to visit their parents for like an hour a day and they would sit and have tea together. And that was like the extent of parenting that went on. And these videos that we get from Will show that the Waleses are so much more hands-on, which we've always known that they've always said that they were hands-on parents, and they always said they wanted to give the kids as normal of an upbringing as possible, which, you know, when one of your kids is the future king and their dad is the future king and they live in large mansions, hard to say it's a normal upbringing, but, you know, they're definitely like, they're spending time with their parents. They're doing picnics. They're going to the beach. They're running around with their siblings and just looking like they have a great time. And I think that you can really see in the videos that like those kids are very comfortable with their parents. It's not kids who don't get to spend a lot of time with their parents and who are like, you know, you could never get a kid their age to act as well as they would have to be acting for that to look as real as it does. So I think it just really shows that they are like a tight knit, close family just as much as they say they are. And Kate's parents made it into the video, which I also loved because we know that Mike and Carol have been like a big part of Kate's support system through all of this. And we know that they're really close with the kids and they're really close with obviously Kate and William. And I loved that they got a little sneak peek appearance into the video as well, because we don't see them with the kids too often. We see it sometimes. We've seen like Carol's gone on a couple engagements to like help with the kids, but we don't get to see them interacting all that much. So
did Carol and Michael move in with them these last 9 months?
No. So actually what it is that when Kate and William moved out of Kensington Palace and they moved to Adelaide Cottage on the Windsor Estate, they did that to be closer to Kate's parents because they only live, I think now they live like 15 minutes apart. Maybe it's a little bit more than that. It might be a little further apart, but they're all living in, I want to say Berkshire, which is how we say it here. We have like a Berkshire County here, but I think they say it more of like Berkshire. They all live there, and the Middletons live in a little village called Bucklebury, and Pippa has also bought an estate in Bucklebury with her husband, and they're turning it into like this big kind of, like there's a big house there obviously, but on the grounds they're putting like a petting zoo and a farm and kind of like eco-tourism type situation. And then William and Kate moved their family to Windsor to be closer to the Middleton family, and obviously also to be closer to the king, who had moved to Windsor as well. He is not living at Buckingham Palace right now, or I don't think he's spending much time at Clarence House, but Buckingham Palace is under renovation until I think the end of next year. So nobody is really living there right now. Some of the apartments are still available, but I don't think anybody's like living there full time.
Did they move their kids to a different school to be closer to where they live?
Yeah. So they're all going to school. They're all going to the same school. I think this is actually the first year that they're all in the same school. They had been going to school in London I think it was called Thomas's. And now they are going to a prep school is what we would call it here, right? they all go to prep
school if it were boarding. It's not boarding, right?
No, they're day students. Prince George's School. You know what happens when you Google Prince George? You get Prince George County, which is in Maryland, which is not helpful to me.
So then other thing I want to ask about, it's not even a question. This is more of a statement. I would bet that in the last 9 months that Kate and her kids, or Catherine and her kids, have gotten so much closer, you know, and because she's been there so much, right? And because life is precious when you're sick, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it's interesting. William and Kate have always had a really strict boundary with like their kids. Like their working hours have been like pretty standard working hours, right? Like Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. They've always done the school drop-off. They've always done the pickup. They tried to always schedule tours and stuff at times where it wouldn't affect the kids' schooling that much. They don't really do any sort of engagements that would take place over the weekends. So it's probably made them closer in the sense that the kids have realized, like, wow, our mom is not invincible, and like maybe making kids appreciate their mom a little bit more. Although they, again, they've always seemed like a very close family. But I think that it hasn't, it's actually probably, in terms of like how much time they were able to spend with Kate, I bet it's actually done the opposite, because even though she was home 100% of the time now, she wasn't necessarily always well enough to be hanging out with them in the way that she usually would, or like making dinner every night the way she usually did. So I wonder if actually it made the time they were able to spend with her now like more precious, because sometimes she was too sick to, you know, make dinner or do bedtime or whatever. But there have been reports out of Lambrook School, I looked it up, that, you know, throughout all of this, like William and Kate were still going to soccer games and like going to events at the kids' school. And the school community there has been really good about, like, it's very rare that we hear, like, we've never really gotten like pictures of William and Kate at an event. There have been people who have spoken to the press to give a very short, like, yeah, no, we see them at school stuff all the time, just like any ordinary person. But they never give details on it. They never say specifically like, oh yeah, they were here on Tuesday from, you know, 2 to 3 or whatever. There's a strict embargo, or not embargo, there's a strict, I don't even know what to call it, like the umbrella of privacy on school pickup and drop off. So we never see those videos or photos or anything like that. So I would think it maybe made the kids realize that time with their mom is like more precious, but I don't know if it would have necessarily increased any amount of time that they were spending together. It may have actually done the opposite.
Hey, do you think they're going to send George to Eton? I kind of hope they don't. I mean, I went to boarding school and I loved it, so don't get me wrong. It was a really fantastic experience for me, but I didn't go till I was a teenager. You know, like I was, you know, in high school already before I went. And my kids don't want to go.
So we do know that last year when William went to Singapore for Earthshot, Kate did not go. And at the time it was said that she didn't go because she was staying with George because he had his exams. And the exams that were happening were like those school entrance exams that, you know, in the UK, they all happen like the same day. Now, looking back at the timeline, it's like, oh, was she actually a little bit sick? Because I think it was around like October of last year. And maybe she didn't go because she was too ill to go. And I'm not really sure. I'm just speculating there. But at the time, it was said she was not going because George was taking entrance exams and she wanted to be there to support him. The thing about Eton is that it's right over the hill from Windsor Castle. Like William and Harry used to walk from Eton to Windsor to have tea with the late queen while they were at school there. So it's not, I don't know if they'll send him. I know that Kate was a day student at school. She boarded for a little while and she was a day student. And I think that boarding school is kind of just such a part of the culture in the UK, way more than it is here in the US. Yeah. So I don't know. I think if Eton seems like it's a good fit for George, they would send him there, but they wouldn't send him there just for the sake of sending him there to say that's where he went. You know, like I think they would really put right in the consideration of like, is he going to be happy and thriving there?
Well, but that's what I'm saying, because they sent William and Harry there and William thrived, but Harry did not seem to thrive.
Right.
And I don't think they cared or gave it any consideration. That was just what they did. Right.
Which is so interesting because Charles had wanted to go to Eton and he ended up at Gordonston, which was where Prince Philip had gone, and he hated it and he had a horrible time there. And I think that actually Harry probably would have done better had he gone to Gordonston.
I've been out of his brother's shadow, frankly.
Yeah, but I think like Gordonston's just it's more of a kind of physical environment, or that's like what it's kind of made to seem.
Probably would have loved that.
Yeah, like it's more of a physical environment. They have like a more military, I don't want to say like a military curriculum, but like, you know, it's that regimented and rigid in terms of like you, like not a lot of frills, not a lot of, you know, fluffiness. And I think Harry would have done better there because he was, by all accounts, not loving Eton. And I think also Eton is so much more academic and he struggled there, you know. But I also think that for William and Harry in particular, Eton was the choice, again, going back to proximity. And I think that, especially after Diana died, they didn't want them too far away. I'm just speculating, but that's my guess, is that it was kind of, you know, send them out to boarding school, as is the tradition, let them have their wings, but also still keep them close enough during this like crazy time that they're going through.
I kind of hope they don't send them to boarding school, frankly. Like, I loved boarding school, and I would recommend it for many, 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 many children. I do not recommend it for the children who have experienced trauma, you know, whether a sick parent or the loss of a parent or, you know, the divorce of a parent, or you get sent because of a divorce. I saw that a lot. Because you're unable to overcome that trauma very well when you're at boarding school. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But I think, like, again, in the UK, because of the way their like schooling works, like a lot of George's friends, like their next step might be that they're going to Eton. You know what I mean? Like that they're all going to be boarding. So it's not necessarily this thing of like, it's like, how do you keep in touch with your friends? You go to the same school as them. And so, but again, I think that William and Kate will do what seems like the best option for George and Charlotte and Louis. They're not going to force him to do something just for the sake of like, oh, that's the tradition. They'll do what is going to like allow him to thrive and be comfortable. And maybe that's, you know, he starts at Eton and then he goes somewhere else because he's not loving it. Or maybe he starts somewhere else and he ends up at Eton because, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But I genuinely don't know.
It'll be interesting to see. It'll be interesting.
Yeah, for sure.
It'll be interesting too to see where little Louis goes, because he's so full of sass. That,
I know,
you know,
he's just so cute.
He's so cute, but he is full of sass. He is the youngest child in a thousand different ways. So it'll be interesting to see where he ends up. It might be different from the other ones.
Well,
I mean, obviously Charlotte would go somewhere not Eton. It'll be exciting to watch. And I really hope with all my heart that Catherine is there to see all of it. And that she gets to grow old and have many, many grandchildren. And etc. You know.
Yeah. I mean, from the sounds of it, she's done with chemo and has always theoretically been cancer free since after the surgery. So here's hoping that it stays that way forever.
Yeah, it's so interesting. I mean, obviously we still don't know what kind of cancer it is, but if it was ovarian cancer, and let's just put that out there, and they removed her ovaries and then found cancer within the fallopian tubes or the ovaries or whatever. I don't know. I don't know enough about ovarian cancer to know, like, if you pull it out, there's no cancer anywhere else. And I guess you do preventative chemo for that. Like the same as with like a breast cancer, maybe, you know, because you remove the breast and there's no cancer anymore, but you still do the chemo because you don't want there to be cancer anywhere else.
Right. Cause like you don't, one little cell could have snuck through.
Anyway, I think that video was so beautiful and I definitely teared up. It was just gorgeous. And I really would like to go make a video like that with my family.
I know. It's just like, think of the pictures, because you can tell they were kind of also having like a photo shoot. And it's just like, oh, so pretty. Like such beautiful family photos that they would have gotten out of that.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, when my husband comes home tonight, I'm going to tell him, hey, listen, I think we need to do a family video. And since my son is doing film studies, he can shoot it.
Oh, and we just one stone.
Yeah, we just got two new tripods yesterday from my dad's collection. And so my son can shoot all that and it would be lovely and probably get like graded for it. So, I mean, we're not going to be Will Ware. That or Will War. I'm not sure. How do you say it? Will Ware?
I don't know. I always say, I always assume it's war, but like I want to say where,
but I don't actually. Where to me, but I don't know.
Yeah, because there's no E at the end.
Yeah, but it's got the double R thing.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm confused about it.
I think you need to do some research and let me know. Well, so any other royal news? I mean, that really is the biggest royal news you can really have. But is there anything else we need to know before we go?
Not really. I mean, we saw William out and about last week. We saw he has a beard now. That's fun.
You don't like beards? I love beards.
No, I do. I love it. I think he looks so handsome with it.
Does your hubby have a beard?
Stubble. Not like a full beard. It's not in the winter for like a month or two. He always grows a full beard every year, but most of the time he just has like stubble.
Yeah, my husband has a full beard and has had it for like the first no shave November, like back in like 07 or something or 08. It was a long time ago. He's had a beard for a very long time. It's changed color over the years, as I like to tell him.
Yeah. Chuck, for our wedding, like our wedding day, he's like, okay, what do you want me to do with my face? And I was like, what? He's like, do you want me to shave? Do you want me to have stubble? Like, what do you want me to do? And I was like, I was like, I think I like you with like some stubble. And then ever since then, he's always pretty much, I mean, sometimes like he'll shave. He'll be like, oh, like I messed up shaving. I had to like get rid of it. And I'm like, okay. But it comes back quickly, which is nice.
That's really sweet. Yeah. Well, thanks for hopping on this morning so that we could give a quick update on that. Do you think you'll be able to link to their Instagram from our show notes so people can go check out the video?
For sure. Yeah, I will drop that in there so you guys can all see it because it's the prettiest thing I've ever seen in my life.
And could you also drop a video, you know, some of the other videos from that he's done before? Because I don't think I've ever seen anything else that he's done.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so drop a few in there. For sure, for sure. Look as well. Well, you guys have a great Monday. And if you're a royal watcher and you're just as happy as we are about the Princess of Wales being chemo-free at this point, I think that we're all going to have a great week. So thanks for tuning in. We'll chat with you later.